In every relationship, there comes a time when you take that next important step.
Do I look all right?
Don't worry. They'll love you.
I just want to make the right impression.
They'll love you because I love you. Here we are. For some couples, that step is meeting the parents. For me, it's meeting the Prada.
Holy shit! You know, on my planet, the clothing stores have clothes. Ladies. So, how often do you shop here?
Carrie!
Hi!
I'm gonna guess more than once.
Oh, if all my customers were this beautiful, yeah?
Aw, Tony. This is my boyfriend, Jack Berger.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, okay. Oh, two. Bonus round, I'm down with that.
He's funny, yes?
Yes. And this is his first time at Prada.
Well, we have some amazing new things for men.
Oh, I'm just here for my amazing new girlfriend.
Can I get you something to drink? Cappuccino, bottled water, champagne.
Champagne?
Yes.
Yes?
Some couples spend Saturday afternoon shopping.
Look, everybody, it's Gary.
Other couples spend it sexing. Aren't you gonna shower?
Nope. I wanna smell you on me all night.
Dirty boy. So, how's Friday at 9?
I can't do Friday.
But we always do Friday. It's TGI Fuck Day.
My play starts previews this week.
Play?
I was thinking you could come check it out. It's a kick-ass play.
Kick-ass play. Three words I hope never to hear again.
Come on.
It's in Brooklyn. I don't do borough. Oh, don't give me that look. I'm the one who should be hurt. You always spend Fridays in me.
Okay, here's the deal. You come see me in Brooklyn, and afterwards I'll make sure you come and come and come in the bedroom. Oh, two things. One, you look damn fine. Two, I'm a little hammered. Here, for you. Try.
Now that is fabulous.
Yeah, you know, I never say fabulous, but if I did, I would. That's what a real shirt looks like, huh? Oh!
But you will wear forever.
Yeah, I'd have to. Does it also somehow open into a small studio apartment?
Gary, tell him. My girlfriend used to talk me into things, and I am a better man for it.
This is our first shopping trip together. I want to take it slow. So how is Claudia?
We broke up.
Oh.
Yes, it's tragic. Only thing more tragic is Jack Berger not having Prada.
What can I say? Except thanks for the hooch.
Fine. So, Carrie, do you know any fantastic, gorgeous single woman like yourself I could go out with?
Cheer up, sweetie. I may have found you the impossible dreamboat. Straight, single, and works for Prada.
Mm. Is he Jewish? What? Did you think I was going to throw away all my new religious beliefs just because Harry and I are no longer together?
Yeah.
I'm not a fair-weather Jew. Besides, I can't even think about dating again. I'm way too sad about losing Harry.
Now, Charlotte, honey, you will start dating eventually, and by then this Prada item may be off the rack.
If she's not ready to move on, she's not ready to move on. People can't move on before they're ready. I'm just saying.
I can't even imagine dating again. I mean, what would I say about myself? I was married, and then I got divorced. And then I fell in love with my divorce lawyer, and we were going to get married, but then I blew it, and we split up, too. It's depressing.
No, now you went and told the truth. Okay, what are we going to do about it?
I say we get all dressed up. We go out for drinks Friday night.
I'll wear my new Prada.
Oh!
I'm in!
Oh, excellent.
Shit, motherfucker, fuck shit.
There's a shit, motherfucker, fuck shit situation?
I have to go to the theater.
They finally made that mandatory?
A new play in Brooklyn. Jerry's in it.
So it's children's theater.
Oh, I think that's sweet.
It's not sweet. It's pathetic how far a gal will go for a good fuck.
Disguising that wood paneling is going to take a lot of filling.
And speaking of the theater, that night, Miranda continued performing her one-woman show, I'm Not in Love with Steve.
Hey!
Hey! How was life on the playground?
The little bratty girl had a birthday.
Bratty had a birthday?
Yep. Here, I scammed you a cupcake. It's chocolate. I had to fight for it.
For me? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm getting a gut from all the cupcake action on that playground.
Oh, you don't have a gut.
Gut! Okay, so I gotta run. I wanna get home and see the next game.
Why don't you watch it here? I mean, I pay for the ESPN and all, and I've got all this extra food and all. That is, unless you have plans with someone, in which case...
No, Debbie's got shit to do. And wouldn't be crowding you?
For the guy who scammed me the chocolate cupcake?
Cool.
The Knicks' overtime turned into Steve's overnighter.
Somebody. You have a Prada abuse problem.
Oh, I do, do I? Here, for you. It's the I Never Say Fabulous, Fabulous shirt.
Well, Carrie, you know, thanks, but you can't afford this. You can't afford that stuff you bought yourself.
Last week I couldn't, but voila. It's a check from our publishers. They sold my book in Paris. It's an advance from France.
Wow, that's quite an advance.
I know, I can't believe it. Half off at home, big deal in France. I'm the literary Jerry Lewis. So you see, you have to have the I Never Say Fabulous, Fabulous shirt because you are the most fabulous of all the fabulous men who never say fabulous.
That's okay. Thank you.
I'm starving. What looks good?
The next day, I met Miranda and little Lord Brady for an early evening walk.
Hey, if I get tired and about a block, can you push me around in that?
Sure. Steve slept over the other night.
Pardonnez-moi?
On the couch. We were watching the Knicks game and it got late.
Someone's gonna get hurt.
Carrie, I can't help it. It was the most fun I've had in a long time. I like being around him.
Then tell him that. I beg of you.
He has a girlfriend. Did you forget?
No, did you?
No.
Well, he probably already knows how you feel.
No way. I'm acting my ass off.
There is no Academy Award for that, just so you know. Oh, my God. Hey, Courtney.
Oh, hi.
Carrie Henshaw, the toast of Europe.
Oh, hardly. Oh, but Miranda, this is Courtney, my publisher.
Ex-publisher. I just got the boot. Hence the gin. I'm gonna go home and make myself a welfare martini.
Wait, why?
Quote, disappointing sales in my sector, end quote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck 'em, end quote. If it weren't for the European interest in your book, I probably would have gotten the boot a week ago when they started dropping all my offers. How's Berger handling it? He's so friggin' talented, I can't stand it. They should have never dropped a second book option. Short-sighted a-holes. You know what? You tell him to get the phone book out and give me a call if he needs a drinking buddy. Cute kid.
Berger never said anything to me. Oh, my God. And I'm running around buying him shirts and shoving my big check in his face?
Well, you didn't know.
Oh, God, I feel awful. Why did I have to parade in and brag about that check?
Because you're proud of it. And you earned it. It's okay to be proud of it.
Oh, this is not good. So what now? Should I tell him that I know?
Maybe you should wait till he brings it up.
Oh, move over, Brady. I'm getting tired.
And in Central Park...
Not him. Gay. Gayan doesn't know it. Here, pale, with no arms, straight, and Jehu-ish.
Please, Harry and I just broke up.
Char, you loved Harry. I loved Harry. We all loved Harry. But it's been 2 weeks.
Next. No, next. Doesn't work like that.
Oh, yes, it do. And it better, because you are knock, knock, knocking on sad gal door. And nobody loves a sad gal.
You don't understand what this feels like. You never... Oh, never mind.
What? I've never what? Lost the love of my life? Wrong. Paulo, Brazilian, broke my heart.
I've never gotten over him.
Anthony.
Had an ass like two scoops of butter pecan ice cream. Him. I could see you with him.
I'm not interested.
Well, you better get interested, or you're going to end up all alone and with no mans.
Well, maybe I am. Would that be the worst thing that could happen?
Uh-huh. Nice day to get laid.
The corn.
Harvested.
The hay.
Harvested.
My youth.
My youth.
Samantha wondered if perhaps she had judged the arts too quickly.
So is it worth the trip?
I'm not usually a fan of the theater, but get your cock out.
Did you like the play?
I felt like I was hit with a tranquilizer dart.
Well, did you at least like my monologue?
What monologue? After you dropped Trow, all I could think was, I gotta get me some of that. This.
Well, I hope the critics like it more than you. I quit my restaurant job today. Yeah, they wouldn't let me off to do the play, so fuck them. Maybe it'll be a big hit.
How? The promotion of this thing is all out of whack. I mean, you have this pathetic, sad little flyer, and nowhere on it does it say the most important thing about the play.
What's that?
Full frontal. You, naked. Now that's a reason to go to the theater. Who's doing the PR?
No one. They don't have money for that kind of thing. We're getting paid like $30.
Is this really what you want to do with your life? Stand in an empty theater talking some harvest bullshit?
Yeah. I love it. I'm an actor.
Then I'm going to help you.
You're going to help me be an actor?
No, I'm going to help you be a star. Look, if I have to go see you act, there better be a red carpet involved.
I don't need help. All I gotta do is work on my craft.
All you have to do is work on your abs. But we have to do something about your name. Jerry Jarrett. Awful.
Stop talking.
Whatever you say. Mad. Toby. Ryan.
Something wrong?
No, I'm just preoccupied.
Hey, Berger, it's okay, I know. About the book option. I bumped into Courtney a few days ago.
Why didn't you say anything sooner?
Because I didn't know.
Does anyone else know?
Like who?
Any of your friends?
Well, Miranda was with me, but
she... Oh, I don't want her to know.
She's fine. It's no big deal.
It is to me.
No, I meant to her. I'm sorry.
What do you have to be sorry about?
The shirt and the check. I feel awful. I would never
Hey, this has nothing to do with that. All right? I think that check is great. Don't feel bad about that. You earned that. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Hey, Berger, do you want me to talk to my new editor?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, thank you. It's just, it's a dropped option. I'll be fine.
Yes, you will be. Because you're great.
He grunted. End of discussion. I shouldn't have said anything.
Look, when men are failing...
Berger is not failing.
Fine, when men are flailing.
Okay, yes, there's a bit of a flail.
They need strong women to charge in there and help. Like I did with Smith Jarrett.
Who?
Jerry. I changed his name.
Oh.
I'm helping him with his career, and Smith is the perfect name for the next big thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Smith Jared, the next It Boy, is so it that the Glitterati are migrating to Brooklyn to see him act. Are the Glitterati migrating to Brooklyn?
Yes, you are. I got tickets for us all opening night. Invite everyone fabulous you know and dress up. I got a whole red carpet thing happening.
Why are you doing all this?
Well, he's 28 and making 30 bucks a week. The poor guy was dying. I could help, so I did.
And he isn't threatened by you offering to help?
Oh, no, he's a whole different generation. Younger guys aren't threatened by strong women having power.
Is it a whole generation or just him? As women's roles evolve and change, we assume that men's do as well. There are hundreds upon hundreds of articles written about the new man. But does this new man really exist? Perhaps he's just the old man, renamed and repackaged by some clever PR woman. Are the men of today less threatened by a woman's power, or are they just acting?
Hey, Hey, you early?
Am I?
Yeah. You look nice.
Do I? Hey, Brady. Uh-oh. It looks like it's someone else's turn to make cupcakes. That is so cute.
I never did it before, but it can't be that hard, right?
Do I look like the baking type?
Right.
mix batter in a large bowl. Okay. Here's the bowl. Look at me. I'm baking.
Miranda, you don't have to do that.
Well, someone needs to help you, and Brady really has no motor skills. One condition, I get to lick the bowl.
Deal. I have the milk and eggs right here.
Wow, you really are going to score points on the playground this week.
It's not for the playground. They're birthday cupcakes for Debbie.
Fun.
We're having a party, and she said she didn't want a cake. But she didn't say anything about cupcakes.
So, how many cupcakes are we making?
HAPPYBIRTHDAYDEBBIE. 20.
20. Great.
20 little Debbie cakes later.
Bad. That's bad. That's bad, right?
Here, let me do it.
Shit. It's 6:30? Shit. I gotta go to work. So, okay, let's just, I'll finish those later.
Go. Just go. I'll do it. You can't do letters anyway.
Really? You sure?
Go.
Oh. Thanks. Miranda, you're the best!
Jenna,
I'm not going. I'm not up for it.
Oh, if I'm going to the theater, you're going to the theater.
I can't.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
Oh, I'm at Steve's, and he had to go to work, and I got stuck helping him make 20 cupcakes for his girlfriend's birthday.
Why would he ask you to do that?
He didn't. I thought they were for the playground, and it was too late to back out. It's my own fault. What did I think would happen? He would see how great I make cupcakes and be back in love with me. Damn it! I fucked up Debbie's bee!
Put down the icing.
I have to finish.
Debbie cannot have your tears. No way.
If I don't finish, Steve will know something's up.
Miranda, you can't make those cupcakes and live with yourself. Move away from the icing.
What'll I tell Steve?
Blame the baby. That's what they're there for.
I put it down.
Good girl. Oh, God, that's burger in a cab. I'm not dressed yet. Listen to me.
You get out of there, you go home, and I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.
Surprise!
That's not a cab.
No, this will be much more fun. I haven't had her out on the open road for a long time.
Well, I'm not really dressed very biker chic. Prada and all.
It'll be fine. Come on.
Not to be a total girl about it, but I really can't have the helmet hair when there's a red carpet situation.
You know, we haven't been out on this thing the whole time we've been dating. I really want to take the bike tonight. Think how much fun it's going to be going over the Brooklyn Bridge. Huh? Come on, Carrie. For me?
All right, just don't go fast.
That, huh?
There is a little-known relationship law. When your man is down and out, you have to get up and on.
It just feels fast because you're on the bike.
Bullshit! Couldn't you feel my hands digging into you?
Yeah, I thought you were excited.
I was terrified!
All right, well, calm down. You're safe.
Look, I am not going to die on a bridge so that you can feel like some big man on a bike.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know exactly what it means. And I'm sorry, but I am not sorry I made that money. I worked really hard for it. And I never thought that you would be the type of guy that would have a problem with that.
Well, neither did I, but I guess I do, don't I? I'm sorry about the bike.
Are you gonna look at me?
I didn't think I was going that fast. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Yeah, well, I'll never get on that bike again.
Look, I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to be the guy that's threatened by your success. I swear to God, I will do anything. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't want to be this guy. I think you are magnificent. I do.
That is for the helmet. Come on, let's get this over with.
Hello, gorgeous.
That is the worst Barbra Streisand I've ever heard.
When in Brooklyn, do as the Brooklyns do. And speaking of the worst, I have like the worst seat I've ever had.
Not anymore, you don't. You're sitting with me.
And speaking of one alone, Charlotte sat in the theater surrounded by couples. And in one clear, crystallized moment, she felt what her life would be like with no man.
Hey, Miranda's not coming, so my friend Tony from Prada is sitting next to you.
What is that?
Hello.
After all, what single girl in New York would turn down a gift from Prada?
All of Manhattan is here.
Who's watching the island?
My youth.
My youth.
The rain came down, hard and soft. It hit the grass, green and wet. Wet, so wet. It reminded me of you. You always smelled like the rain.
A stud is born.
That night, Smith Jared's full moon became a sensation.
Full frontal, and he can act.
Who knew? Where's Berger?
Oh, he left. He's coming down with a cold.
Oh, I'll see you later.
Okay. Good night.
Maybe we were all acting, all the time. And tonight, I was playing the part of the woman in the great relationship whose boyfriend was coming down with a cold.